This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Carrots for breakfast?
Carrots are good.
There you go.
Carrots are good. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen without the girls. Jennifer, I was surprised. Jennifer, I thought was going to be here and then ended up somehow or other taking somebody to the intensive care unit last time.
Urgent care.
Urgent. What's the difference between urgent care and
intensive care? Means you're pretty much down and out of it.
Right, okay. Right. Urgent care is the emergency room.
You've likely been flown there in a helicopter. Urgent care means you have a really bad cold or an earache or something like that.
Right. Yeah. All right. In a moment, we're going to meet Jürgen Kurz. I don't know how you pronounce his name. There's no T in it, but I am trying to pronounce it correctly, Kenny. Kurz, maybe?
I think that's right. No, Kurz. Kurz? I think you're right.
Anyway. There is a this time of year offers an opportunity for those of us who love to travel to take some great pictures. If you're not good at it, even if you have the devices, some people are really good at capturing moments, capturing images, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to teach you how to do that.
I asked this gentleman to come on for one specific reason. It's the biggest mistake that everybody makes when taking pictures, and I'm going to tell you how to fix that.
All right. Fix your problems of taking good pictures. It's an art. It is. There were so many been pictures.
Yeah, but there's basic things that you can do to be a good photographer.
All right.
If you just know the basics.
That'll be helpful. In the meantime, Eric Holder is in the news today. There are a lot of people that think he ought to be fired because he's a racist. He's always playing the race card, always talking about racism, and people who don't support him, according to him, are racist. That sort of thing has been going on. I'm so tired of listening to this stuff. The essence of what's his face in New York, who was running for Congress, been there for 80 years. Why has his name gone out of my mind? Charlie Rangel said through his operatives during the primary election a couple of weeks ago in his district that if you didn't vote for him, you were a racist. Just tired of listening to these people. And the sad thing is that it becomes a play on itself with people who are, there are those who are white who are racists. Yeah. There are those who are black who are racists. It's just the way it is. But continuing to whine and cry about it like this big baby, who's probably the worst attorney general, and man, have we had some bad ones in the last 20 years. This guy is the worst. He's flubbed and dubbed and messed up pretty much everything the Department of Justice has been involved in. I don't even see, is there a success quotient? Is there anything that they've gotten involved in that has worked itself through to become a successful operation? It's just, but
they gave guns to the drug dealers in Mexico to be able to shoot us with. That was successful.
Yeah. It's the same cry, and having these people in these places, you'd think that a good president, a good administrator, would want to find people who are working at fixing problems and not focusing on themselves. This guy reminds me of a lovesick teenager. He's always complaining and whining, and what does he bring to the table? What expertise really does Eric Holder? Is he the best lawyer in the land? Shouldn't the attorney general be, by definition, the best lawyer in the country?
According to who?
According to whom?
Right.
According to me.
Well, but it only has to be according to the person that hires you.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
And apparently he thinks he is.
Well, apparently he does. And he got ratified or whatever the process they certify him when they go through the Senate for confirmation.
Yep.
So he got that. What's the latest on this You sort of followed something, Richie, with regard to him and
everybody's
attitude. He's got an attitude.
I was very hopeful that when President Obama got elected into office that it would help
race relations
this country.
Yeah.
And it has not. I think, if anything, that we have moved a couple of steps backwards and that there's more tension than there ever was. And, you know, I mean, obviously I was born in the 60s, so there was lots of tension back there, but I don't remember it.
No.
But in my adult life, there's certainly more now than there ever was.
He's a disgrace. Holder is a disgrace to his office, a disgrace to the administration. But this theology that everybody is a racist because you don't agree with me, I'm saying that there are plenty of white people. There are black people who are racist. Well, there are white people who are racist.
He's right. There are people against him because they are racists.
But instead of fixing it, he's a race baiter.
And that's the thing, is it's, we're getting into the race baiting. We're getting into, people who make a lot of money against people who make no money. There's a lot of tension here.
There's a lot of division in our country that isn't helped by this. Yeah, I think that's the point. All right, in a moment we lighten things up. How is your photography in general? Do you have good skills? Would you like to learn some really good and sage ways of taking great pictures? I don't take that many pictures anyway. But if I have my new, by the way, Richie, I got my new phone.
Ready to go to
Good.
Work.
So we're going to help you learn to use it, because that's what most people use as a camera.
Yep.
Is their phone.
Their phone.
That
exactly.
is your point and shoot is in your pocket
everywhere.
At all times.
We all have many more photos, so we'll find out how to do it right in a moment here on Good Day.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. That fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen. Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston, Wisconsin.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super exciting.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Jeff, I'm sorry, Jeff Kurz. That's another guy. Jürgen Kurz is the CEO, member of the company's board of directors at Nero.com. He's a very well-schooled photographer, understands digital media, and so he's worked on development of some of the great devices that take photos, and he has some tips. And Richie's really into this, so I'm going to let him handle it.
No, this is an important...
I'm not an expert by any stretch.
Well, this is an important thing. We all have this phone in our pocket. And Jürgen, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi.
And we all have this phone in our pocket, and we all take pictures all day long, and we do one of a couple things with them. We end up putting them on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever it is. But then you also have 500 pictures on your phone that you need to get off of your phone somehow, and you need to save them, because in 10 years, where's this picture going to be? And in 20 years, where's this picture going to be? So two things occurred to me when Jürgen was going to come on the show is, A, I watch people take horrible pictures every single day and post them on Facebook, and it drives me nuts. Please turn your phone landscape mode instead of vertical. Unless you're taking a picture of the tree or the Washington Monument, you want to be in landscape mode. B, look at the lighting behind you. Does the lighting support your photograph, or does it blast it out and blow it out? And then the last thing you need to remember is look at what's behind your if you're taking a picture of a person and you're standing on one side of them where a brick wall is behind them that means nothing to the photo, whereas if you went onto the other side of them, you have a lake and a ducks and whatnot. Look at what you're taking picture and what your background of your picture is. So those are the three things that I see on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter that just people don't pay attention to. But once you have these 500 pictures, once you have 1,000 pictures and they're taking up a hard drive space on your computer that could crash at any moment, what do you do with all these pictures? What's the best way to manage this? And I've fought with this for years, and I finally, okay, I went to the cloud, I went to this, but that's where Juergen comes in, and he's going to help us figure out the best ways to manage our photos. And Juergen, welcome, and what do you think the best ways for us to manage our photos are?
Well, there's plenty of different ways. First of all, on your photo capture, I couldn't agree more. But, of course, there's nothing that can be done about just simply taking bad photos. There's such a thing as taste, and some people do love them and think they're great. But anyway, in terms of exactly right, people have thousands of photos now spread across all these different devices, digital cameras, phone cameras, obviously. And then I think I've seen that a lot with friends and family. When they finally do want to take a photo, suddenly their phone is full, right? And they've still got on their thousands of videos and photos that they never took them off. And in that one moment that they really wanted to shine, they couldn't even take it. So I think one of the things that is really neglected, and probably it's because most people have a scare of it and it's difficult, is backing up all those photos. And it's kind of astonishing because 31% of people lose all their PC files, 25% of laptops die, $30 billion worth of smartphones are lost, and still people don't back up. And we feel it's because it's difficult. So what do you do to back up? I think there's three kind of good things, and that's true for phones and digital cameras, etc., that we think work pretty well. I think the first thing is people should really try to afford an external hard disk. And then with a USB stick, you can simply plug in your USB into a PC, and then you just press a button, and automatically you'll have all those images onto an external hard disk. Now, external hard disks tend to die after 5 to 8 years, so you also want to be careful about that. This is not forever, too. Second, very easy way is just to do a digital archive the good old-fashioned way before hard disk became favorable, and that's basically just burning a DVD or CD if you still have a CD-DVD burner. And the third thing is, of course, online. I still find that puzzling that this is really something that's almost free today, and people are using email, and just as safe it is to put up your digital library, and all you really have to do is to download some free software from multiple providers, Nero, of course, being one of them, and then you can automatically do all your backups. And then the final challenge is, now you've got all your backups somewhere, I've got 15, 20,000 photos, how do I find all this stuff? And even for that, there's free downloadable software from Google, from Nero, from Adobe, where it will automatically scan and tag all your stuff so that you can search, for example, just with a simple click for all the photos in 2014 that I took at the World Cup when Germany won the World Cup, and I'm German, and I wasn't, unfortunately, there. And boom, it'll give you all those locations.
So with organization, how do you best organize? Do you organize by date? Do you organize by topic, by subject? Do you have any suggestions?
Yeah, and most people don't want to tag stuff, right? So I think the most what people really want to do is ultimately create a folder that they name Summer Vacation 2014. But what we do on top of that with software these days is we can automatically scan those photos, and we can get basically out of the metadata that's embedded in these files the date they were taken. So you don't have to worry about that. You don't even have to think about that. The second thing you can get automatically is the location they were taking. The third thing you can get automatically is the face, perhaps, right, that is recognized over time. So already you can find your library with a few clicks, and you can bring it down to out of 15,000 to perhaps through time.
All right, so if we want more information, we can go to Nero.com to check out more information and use your metadata. That's the biggest takeaway from this one. Juergen, thank you. It's 21 past the hour on Good Day.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I do remember this song.
You would.
Remember the song. Didn't remember it was by Kaju Gogo or whatever. Kaju Gogo? Kaju Gugu.
Kaju Gugu.
I got it. That time. Kaju Gugu and Too Shy, number five.
That's great.
This week, as we go through the top five songs of this week in 1983, Kaju Gugu and Too Shy. Would you crank that up, Richie, so we get a familiar lyric line here?
Barry Thompson's twins.
More sounds like, for me anyway, listening to this brings me around to Wham.
Yeah,
Boy George. Area.
Yeah.
So it was the same era, though.
Yes, anyway, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So that's number five this week as we memorialize the top five. Number four belongs to Sergio Mendez. I'm never gonna let you go. That's a horrible song. Sergio Mendez from the 60s and 70s. Very good instrumental.
Isn't this some sappy movie music or something?
Kiss? I don't know. Does this come from
probably
a movie?
Lousy.
Didn't do the memory of Sergio Mendez in Brazil 66 any good.
Let's get to some good movie
Irene music. Irene Cara. Number three this week, 1983. From Flashdance, What a Feeling. Crank it up, Richie.
Doesn't remember this, but seen in the movie.
As seen on TV.
No, I've seen in the movie. Jennifer Beals skipping across the dance floor.
Uh-huh. All right, so that's number three. Number two belongs to Eddie Grant.
Oh, wow.
Very typical of the era. Number one from this week, 1983. What a great song.
Yes.
Terrific song. Worth listening to the whole thing. We can squeeze
the NSA theme song.
Every breath you take, we're monitoring, watching you. The Police, Sting. Crank it up. Every word you say. Every night you stay, I'll be watching you.
Ever.
Only surpassed by his solo album, Dream of the Blue Turtles.
Is this as good as Electric Light Orchestra and some of these other albums? That every song is a big hit?
Yeah, this album, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm into this and a few others that are on the album for sure. So the top five again from this week in 1983 for your review. Kaja Goo Goo and Too Shy. Sergio Mendez, Never Gonna Let You Go. Irene Cara, Flashdance. Eddie Grant, Electric Avenue. And the Police, Every Breath You Take. Thank you. Story today at DougStephan.com about Archie Andrews. The fans of Archie Andrews know that their comic book icon is going to be killed while trying to save a friend's life. So why is this comic going away?
Didn't he just make him gay last year? Now they're going to kill him off?
Archie's
not
gay.
Archie. He's saving a gay friend.
Oh. All right. Okay. So this is the 36th issue of Life with Archie. How long has this been around?
This particular one's been around for 4 or 5 years.
But Archie's been around for 75 years, right?
Right.
Archie Comics. All right, so if you're interested, you better check out the story, The End of Archie, The Demise of Archie, DougStephan.com.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. For months, four experts have culled through hundreds of people's backgrounds. The goal? To match up couples.
I think that tells you that there's something very lonely and longing that's going on in America, that they were willing to trust us to get them something that they had not been able to achieve for themselves.
AARP relationship expert, Dr. Pepper Schwartz.
We did a criminal check and a credit check on everybody, which is more than most people do for each other. Everything from testing for pathology to personality characteristics.
Skype interviews, chats about sexual preferences, and
I visited their apartments, met families, friends, you know, figure out lifestyle and network and relationships, the sort of social world they lived in.
There's a catch to this matchmaking. The final selectees, three couples marry without even talking to each other first. See how the experts did tonight on the TV show Married at First Sight on the A&E Network. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org/radio.
It's very smooth. I like that. You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams' Boston Lager.
Yeah,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Massive Responsive.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's almost midsummer into the end of July, first of August. In the term of many of us who get into the summer heat and it's hot and humid, we lose our energy. Have you noticed that today? I feel like we don't have the same energy as we normally do. I'm guessing it's pretty hot and humid where you are, Richie, down in Washington.
It is. It wasn't as bad yesterday. We had the big storms in the mid-Atlantic. We get the big storms every afternoon to cool it down a little bit, but it makes it more humid.
Yeah, but there is really this, I don't know if it's lethargy. Yes, I just feel like we're at a slower pace. I don't think you have the energy, or I have the energy, or Kenny does, although Kenny's not affected by the weather. He's in San Diego the same every day.
Yeah.
But I feel it. You know, it's just kind of the way it is. Most people are slowing down a little bit.
And in the summertime, the kids stay up a little later, which means you stay up a little later by the time you get them down and in bed and asleep.
Yep.
Dad, it's summertime. Can't we go out and play and chase the fireflies? Can we go to this? So it's 11 o'clock before everybody's to bed.
In a moment, we're going to pursue the IRS scandal from a different angle. There are things that are changing here. So we'll get to that, which is apparent news in a matter of moments. Also on the news today, and this is sort of coordinate with the conversation we were having earlier, you listen to hour number 5 of the Good Day program for today. You'll hear us talking a little bit about Eric Holder and all this business aimed at trying to deflect a lousy job he's doing by claiming everybody who doesn't support him is a racist. And I was drilling down into how people vote, because that's really what the essence of this is, when Charlie Rangel said, if you don't vote for me, you're a racist. But if you look at how ethnicities vote, there are a lot of different types now. We have become, instead of a melting pot, we've become a mosaic, where blacks tend to vote more frequently and whites vote more frequently than do Latinos and Asians, let's say. Older people and wealthier people vote more frequently than young people and poor people. The turnout numbers, if you look at them, among groups that tend to vote at lower rates, can't. If you look at what is being done by both Republicans and Democrats right now, they're trying to increase their political power by going to these individual groups. You find, I know, the Democrats have to go to whites And do Republicans have to go to whites? Probably not, although there are different strata. When you go to the part of the country, you're more likely to see people in the South voting as Republicans than Democrats, although there are plenty of Democratic strongholds. But I think you see the attempt to go to Latinos and lesser, depending on where you are, to get the Asian vote. And the reason I bring this up is because it's a strategy that seems to be working. It certainly worked for Obama in the last general election.
Yeah.
Can it be used this year in the midterm elections to get people who are in, you know, these positions where there is a new majority of a different ethnicity? And I say that as a sentence, yeah, a new majority of a different ethnicity. And does that change the face of a district, a congressional district, or even a state? It's something, it is, the reason I bring it up is because it's so divisive. It doesn't bring us together, it just gets votes. That's all this is about. And when you get to it, okay, the people that run the Democratic National Committee, the Republican National Committee, their job is not to bring the people in this country together. Their job is to get their people that they're paid to help into office. How does that help the general picture? If we so focus on the divisions that we have in our country, and I even see it in advertising, frankly. I'm a little more sophisticated, and I don't mean to say this to sound like a jerk, but I'm a fairly sophisticated advertising consumer because I make my living as an advertising person. I advertise products. My daughter lovingly calls me filler between commercials. That's what I do for a living. I fill between commercials. And in doing that, I look at some of the things that are being done that are just basically good sales tools. But I'm so uncomfortable with this because it seems to stand not for what America stands for. It's the exact opposite of what the America. I grew up in the 50s and 60s when we were all about inclusion. It was after World War II.
Wow.
Everybody was into, what do you mean, well?
And the Italians had the Italian neighborhood. Yeah, the Irish had the Irish neighborhood.
It wasn't the same. The only
Germans.
Problem that there was, and maybe this is maybe the crux of it. You tell me if you think this is the crux of it. The essence of what we didn't know. We didn't think about how racist our country really was in the 50s and say the 40s. After World War II, when the war was over, or even during the war, the prejudice that was aimed at black soldiers, black airmen, was ungodly. And so you get into a sympathetic, you see why there was need for change. You get into a sympathetic mode and know that it wasn't right for blacks to have to go to different latrines than whites in the service and in public places during the 40s and 50s and 60s when blacks couldn't go into the same latrine public urinals as whites could. Why?
The amazing thing.
Because we didn't want to be close to black people. They were dirty. You know, that kind of nonsense.
The amazing thing to me is as bad as it was and sometimes still is here, look around the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And look at some of the atrocities that some people, just because of their religion or their race.
Yeah.
And, you know, are we the shining
whole world
beacon
going,
of the world when it comes to race relations? And,
yeah. Or are we just like everybody else?
I'd like to think that we're better than everybody else.
I know,
else
we'd like to think that we're
not
better.
Doing some of the horrible things that happen to people, but, you know, it's still some tough times.
There are a lot of things that are done violently in our country in the name of racial thinking. You know it, and I know it. So, it doesn't, what is that? What in the world?
It's frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is frustrating. What in the world is going on, and how do we make it better?
I'm just
thinking about it, knowing about it?
I don't know what to do when somebody accuses me of being a racist because I don't like their policy, like Eric Holder did the other day.
Right.
I don't know how to handle
that. He's not. He's the problem.
All I know how to do is to say, listen, because I do not agree with how you are running your job, it does not make me a racist.
No. Well,
thank you very much.
Yep. All right, we're checking the weather. Richie just made a comment about the weather in the central region, the Atlantic region, Delmarva, around Washington, that area. Thunderstorms, flash flooding yesterday, major concerns. I look at the weather, they've called this the polar vortex in the summertime. Millions of Americans got pretty chilly yesterday. pretty cool. I wonder if there's any comment. Kenny, what do you have running commentary? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, about this or other things that we've been talking about.
I've got one comment. We were talking earlier about Citigroup.
Yeah.
And the I don't know if you call it a settlement, but Robert says the government
redeployment of money. That's what it is. It's a redeployment of our money in reality. Go ahead.
Robert says the government settles mega fraud case with Citigroup and no executive is jailed, but if you're poor and caught with $25 of pot, you're behind bars.
Yeah. What a stupid. You know how much money we waste? This is something that I talked to a police officer about the other day. And I'm trying to remember. Oh, I know what it was. Contacts a local officer that is very interested in the farmers around all the time. We were talking about DEA agents and what they're spending their time now doing, the amount of, here's what the United States government has developed a sensory device that they're putting into low-flying drones and helicopters to find marijuana growing illegally. There's some kind of a device that they put in these monitors that can heat track a marijuana plant and distinguish it from, let's say, a stalk of corn. So they go around and look into fields. And the reason I know is because it's happening around here where I live. On my farm, not on the farm literally, but the land that I use around the farm, not only in the town where the farm is, but many towns around, I use about 800 acres of land to grow enough feed to feed my animals through the wintertime. So, and when I became aware of this, I was sort of surprised to find that one of my former employees was growing pot on a piece of land that I used. And I said, how in the world did they find it? I don't even know what it looks like to begin with. He said, because they have these heat sensing devices that go around and they look for open land and they look to see where people are growing marijuana. And then I said, how much money are we spending?
Yeah.
What kind of lunacy is this that we've developed plans? We have these agents who are doing nothing but trying to find where marijuana is growing so
and
they can
technology.
Bust the people. Yeah. Yeah. Think about that, how your money is, where your tax money is going. Oy, oy, oy. Speaking of IRS, I didn't use the IRS.
Waste of money.
The IRS is a waste of money, especially when you see what this scandal involves. So in a moment, we'll get an update. Sidney Powell joins us next year on Good Day.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. You can't beat the open road, but saving money on motorcycle insurance is a close second. That's why I switched to Geico. Reminds me of the time I switched to a new helmet without a face mask and swallowed a bunch of gnats when I accidentally yawned. Those suckers tasted bad. Unlike Geico Motorcycle Savings, which always taste real good. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you can save.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. That fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with celebrity chef Michael Simon. Summer is finally here, and it's time for the All-American Cookout. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 45% of Americans say hamburgers are the entree on the menu most. So don't forget the beef. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Hamburgers are an American staple at summer cookouts. But let's try to turn it up a bit this year. Instead of just using ground sirloin, combine equal parts of sirloin, brisket, and short ribs. Then top off your burger with a homemade slaw with a little bit of spicy kick. You and your guests will be amazed at the difference. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented.
Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Boston beer, pretty Boston nasty. We're Boston.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Kenny and Richie and I have Sidney Powell with us, who has served as the youngest assistant United States attorney in the country. She was appointed chief of the appellate section for the Western and Northern District of Texas, fellow in the American Academy of Appellate Lawyers. She is well known. As a matter of fact, she was recognized by her peers, Richie, as a super lawyer.
Super lawyer. Did you get a cape with that, Sidney?
There you go.
Yes, definitely.
Very cool. All right. You have written in the National Review that the IRS is on the hot seat. Lois Lerner has added fuel to the fire. People are laughing, have no respect for the IRS. This is not the first time, but this is probably the worst example of pulling the wool or trying to pull the wool over the public's eyes. The judge in this case, Emmett Sullivan, is wise to this, and so is everybody else who's got half of a brain. So where does it go from here? Where do we have a lot of headlines, but what actually happens to Lois Lerner and the other people who basically kill their own computers, and everybody knows it? So they're trying to save themselves. What's the legal ramification here?
Oh, I've got a new article coming out at Observer.com this morning. It should be out any minute now. And Judge Sullivan held a hearing the other day in which he required the IRS to file a sworn declaration. He repeated 3 times that it's to be done under oath, explaining what happened to the emails, what they've done to try to find the emails, and even more importantly, he took the unusual step of asking a federal magistrate judge, who just so happens to be an expert in computer and electronic discovery, to, quote, assist the parties, end quote, in finding the emails wherever they might be.
Mm-hmm.
And people should remember that it was United States District Judge John Sirica from the same court that Judge Emmett Sullivan is on who got to the bottom of the Watergate cover-up.
Now, Sidney, the under oath part is important. Why is that?
That is important because he can then prosecute or have prosecuted for perjury or false statement or contempt of court, whoever.
They have not done to this point, correct?
No, they have not done anything.
They just testified to a committee, and that's not under oath.
I don't remember whether they were sworn when they did that or not, but they weren't testifying from personal knowledge. For example, Koskinen just testifies to what he was told. So it would be, you know, difficult to prosecute him for that, although they didn't have any problem prosecuting a Merrill Lynch executive and sending him to prison for expressing his personal understanding of a telephone call he wasn't even on.
So is this the same, Richie talks about this a lot, how they get people, they can't get them for what they really did, but they can get them for lying?
About what they didn't do?
Yeah.
Yes, that and tax returns like the notorious mobsters.
Right. So they will not be able to likely down the road convict these people of attacking conservative groups, but they will get them for lying about emails that they deleted about attacking conservative groups.
That might be a possibility. Or they might just find those emails. It's amazing how things can turn up.
And I may find the Easter Bunny this week.
Find them, yes.
Yeah. All right, so in the meantime, these people are on ice and nobody pays any attention. People have been saying, a lot of talk radio conversations about this, obviously. People say, hey, if the IRS comes after me, I'm going to have to say to them, well, you got to prove to me that you've got this, that, or the other thing. If you got the case against me, let's see what's going on with you. You know, that sort of thing, throw a bag in their face, probably won't work too well. But the point here is that people have lost respect, more respect for the government, more respect for the IRS, not that they had a whole lot anyway because of the way they conduct themselves in general. But this is certainly not strengthening the government by any stretch of the imagination.
Sidney Powell. It's not. The American people deserve the truth and want the truth, and Emmett Sullivan's the kind of judge who wants to get it for them.
Go get him, Judge Sullivan. Thanks, Sidney Powell. You're on Good Day at 51 After.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I've got it. It must have been the albino.
Who's the albino?
He's the one who killed the man with the scar.
You said you killed the man with the scar.
I did, except he killed him after I killed him. See, I didn't really kill him. I just stabbed him with the needles. Right after he heard the cuckoo.
With or without cleavage. And what do you say? Would you like to take a shower?
I don't pick up strange men.
Well, that's your problem.
So, why don't you try it?
Goldie Hawn and Chevy Chase, right?
Very good.
From Foul Play, Barry Manifold. Why'd you shut off Barry Manifold's music?
Apparently, I only have 30 seconds of music here.
Ready to take a chance again.
Off.
Was the number one movie this week.
Somebody actually listened to me. That law I instated here in the studio.
No more than 30 seconds of Barry Manifold.
Somebody finally listened to me.
Number one movie this week in 1978 was Foul Play.
Just like in the movie theater.
What?
The dead body. It's gone. It vanished.
Well, maybe he was embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, who is dying to discuss, not dying, that's not a good way of putting it, but he was eager, he said to Richie and me a few minutes ago, to discuss 24 season finale. We'll talk about that, plus other movie news, just a moment away here on Good Day.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
All right, so Chucker, 24 as a movie. There was a lot of speculation a couple of years ago, and then last year, 24 would be made into a movie. And this was sort of the subplot, the context of what has happened in the past 12 episodes. A lot of people think this was brilliant television and certainly leads into another season. What did you think of the finale, the episode last night, which basically brings us, it sets up the next season, doesn't it?
I thought it was a great piece of television. You know, when it ended, first thing I really did was reflect, one on the season and one on the series as a whole.
Yeah.
I think the producers and Sutherland certainly would love to do a feature film. I just don't think the studio Fox is going to give them $100 million to do it. I think eventually it'll come back in the same format as a 12-episode TV event, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's going to be next year. I mean, I don't know that for a fact. It's just a gut feeling I have. I think they'll sit on the outstanding achievement of this current season, wait a year, and then come up with a good idea, good script writers, and reboot it one more time.
See, I don't think they'll, if they have a good script and they can get Sutherland excited and the other people excited about it, I don't think they'll wait a year. I think they'll find, if they can find a good script, and I was told by a couple of people that they're already working, that's why they let it into.
They're writing this thing as they're shooting it. What do you mean find a good script? They had 5 years off, and they were still writing this script as they were shooting it.
The only thing which is unusual is that they haven't already greenlit another season, because usually by this time when the season ends, they've already made a network decision and an announcement that it's a done deal, that it's coming back next year. The longer it waits, the timeline gets tighter for them to put it on air.
I think that's been disproven by the fact that it was 4 years since the last episode of the last season and the audience came around. As a matter of fact, you figure if you look at the ratings and the numbers of people watching both on Monday and Friday night, it did as well, if not better, and especially with fractionalized audiences now, which is a whole lot different than it was 12 years ago, and DVR and Hulu and all that other stuff. There was a lot of just buzz on the street, people talking about it. It's one of those things that is rare on television today. It went, Breaking Bad sort of had that same sort of buzz about it, and I think the thing on Netflix, House of Cards, Walking Dead, that kind of stuff. So I think you're going to, who knows, we're all just speculating and yakking here, but that's because we want it. I think the fact that both Chloe and Jack have once again survived, that's the core. That's the story. That's how it continues. In whatever way, shape, or form they can come up with it, I'm betting that they haven't. You're right. That they haven't come up with a formula. But when they left, when 4 years ago he went away, he was in England. So that set it up. So this time he's being trucked off to Moscow.
They clearly set up new chapters in the life of Jack Bauer, and I have to strongly believe that the actress who plays Kate, Yvonne Stravinsky, is going to come back. Also.
Yeah.
She was terrific.
Yeah,
right. She was great in Chuck.
Worked well.
That's where she came from, was Chuck.
Chuck was the
TV show Chuck for 2 seasons.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right, so there it is, our review of 24, one way or another. Hope you enjoyed it.
10 out of 10 for me.
An 8 out of 10?
No, 10 out of
10.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For me, too. Yep. 59 out of 10.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.